Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, that's Logan. I'm Dakota, and this is The Stash. Yo, bro, it's been a couple weeks. We're back.
Yeah, I get it.
So sorry.
So, tonight's topic, guys. We'll jump into the topic, then we'll play Florida or drugs, and then we'll do the strain of the week, and then we'll do the ad, and then we'll call it a night. Because we know everybody's stoned and tired at this point in life. But stoners gone bad. We have a few stoners that we're going to pull their smoking green cards from. We'll get to them in just a minute. But are you ready for a game of Florida or drugs? I think we lost Logan. No, I found Logan.
No, I'm ready.
All right, he's ready. All right. All right, you ready? All right. Florida or drugs, ready? Tiger fights two dudes outside local Walmart.
Definitely Florida, man.
You are right. And the tiger could have been on drugs. I'm not sure. But
I think that's the first one we've ever heard where it wasn't like crack.
No, it was just I guess the tiger was in Florida, bro. I don't know if he was vacationing or what, but.
Man, also, too bad. PSA, if you're over 30 years old, you've been smoking for like 20 years like me,
don't hit a gravity.
Yeah. Like, I know you think you're still as cool as you were when you're 16. You're not. You're not.
And this is coming from a guy who I once witnessed seriously buy a 10-foot bong? 8-foot bong?
6-foot? 6-foot bong.
Was it an 8-foot? Yeah.
No, it was a 6-foot bong.
That was bigger than that, wasn't it? Because literally it took, like, a person to hold it up, a person to light it, and a person can hold you up as you're trying to hit it.
Yeah, okay. Wait, was that the 8-footer?
I'm thinking
that was
so,
a classic
bro.
One, right?
Yeah. You got two of them, remember?
Oh,
or
the plastic
one
was an 8-footer, yeah.
Yeah, you had the plastic 8-footer, and I think you had the glass 6-footer, I want to say. I
had the glass 6-footer. Yeah, I had the 8-footer with the plastic
those
one, but the glass one was. But you needed friends or a well-placed candle to even smoke out of it.
Yeah, because even, like, the grill lighters, you know, the longer lighters, they still didn't.
Yeah, we couldn't reach, man. It was 6 feet. I was like, this sucks. But then we were all taking hits of it by the pool.
Dude, that fucking 8-foot one was a fucking pool stem, wasn't it? So you had to have somebody
both. Yeah, you had to have somebody pull the bowl out and everything like that. The glass one, you could, I found a connector piece where I could, like, pull it, but you had to have somebody light it for you. But
yeah.
I think the best one we did was that 5-gallon water container with my truck socket in the jacuzzi. We did a gravity bong out of that. So somebody almost died. I think it might have been me.
Oh, we also took one. Remember that those Sobe bottles? And we made a fucking...
We made a pitcher out of it, yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember that chick took a hit and fell over. You know how many times I've seen people do that shit? People be, like, talking to...
Oh, yeah.
I love when this happens. I love when somebody be like, you're at a party or something. Somebody's like, oh, bro, I'm, like, the biggest stoner ever. They're talking all this, like, how they smoke and shit. And you're like, oh, dude, let's blaze it out. And then you smoke, like, one bowl with them. They're like, oh, dude, I'm fucked. Or, like, they'll take a hit and fall over. Or they'll take a hit, go take a piss, and we'll make them think they're seeing cartoons.
Oh, my God, man.
Those are the good
ones. I got
robbed. All right. Our second Florida or drugs is tree falls on a man after winning lottery. the man won the lottery, not the tree, I mean.
I mean, that's got to be Florida.
You're correct. That is Florida. And the
right?
tree could have been on drugs. Once again, we don't know.
The tree was definitely a marijuana tree.
Yeah, the tree was definitely on something. All right.
Yeah.
Last but not least is woman shoots husband after cops arrested her lover.
Woman shoots husband?
Yeah, woman shoots husband after cops arrested her lover.
Oh, I'm trying to guess what state that would be. I'm guessing like Carolina or something, but it's definitely dope related.
You're wrong about the state. And it is not a drug related one. I'll give you another chance on the state, though. It's a southern state.
Yeah, it sounds like something like Arkansas,
it's
Georgia.
It's a southern state with way too many S's and I's in it.
Oh, Mississippi. So I was right in there.
Yeah, you're close. But yeah,
I was right in there.
And then it may be drugs, and it could be her cousins is the lover. We're not 100% sure on this whole story yet. Because it is Mississippi.
That means we're from Alabama.
That'd be more Alabama. That'd be throwing chair shots at you.
Or Kentucky or something like that, you know.
Kentucky. Oh, my. We're connected. Kentucky, bro. You know how many of them we get over here where I'm at? It's like 30 minutes away. We get like, some of them Kentuckians over here, and they just be like, yep, yeah, go home.
Ironically
go
speaking,
back.
I'm, like, only 30 minutes away from Kentucky, too, but just a different part.
Yeah. You're only like a day drive away, maybe a day and a half.
Not even a day.
Yeah.
Like, I could see.
Anyways, that was Florida or drugs. drugs.
I was close with the state.
All right, bro.
I agree with the state.
Like I said, tonight's episode is about us pulling the smoking green cards of some bad stoners. I'm going to throw a name out first, and then I'll let you throw yours out, and then we'll just try to think of some others throughout time. But let's start with a big one recently, Danny Masterson, a.k.a. Hyde from That 70 Show. Prison for 30, 35 years. What's your take on that,
bro? Yeah. Dude, I mean, if you're going to do something like that with somebody, bro, like, I honestly feel like there's only one real solution.
Right.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like those are, like, very under, look, if we can prove you're a rapist, if we can prove like that, and even if we don't have to prove it, bro, we should be able to take you outside and shoot you. And
let me ask you this, because you've been to prison a bunch of times. Him being famous,
yeah,
and him, the case he's going in for, what's most likely going to happen? Like, walk me through what you like, protect what's happening. Are they going
right
to put
away.
Him in, like, public? Would they put him in public, like, what's it called? Like public pop? Or are they going to...
General population?
Or general pop,
no,
whatever? Or are they going to keep him, like, solitaire? I don't think they can keep him solitaire for 30 years. Can you?
Yeah, I mean, what state was it in California?
Most likely.
If it's California, that means he'll do 50% of his time. That means he'll be out in 15. And they'll put him on an S&Y yard, which is, like, special needs. SNY yards is not the main line. It's where they would put people for like PCs and shit like that, right? So they have sex offender yards and places like that to keep those fools protected.
Right.
I mean, you got to think they've kept Scott Peterson protected for like what, 20 years now, almost 15 years.
It's been that long, bro. Damn.
Yeah, it's been a while, but like,
I mean, Bill Cosby was detected for a few years while he was up in some prison.
Yeah, I think his shit was federal, though, too. So it was like he was like Camp Snoopy or something like that. But, yeah, this dude will never
either
hit
way,
like, a mainline.
I'm wondering if he'll because it was a high-profile case, so you know, like, a lot of people have seen that shit. Plus, people know who he is, you know. If they don't know his name, it's, like, hide from that 70s show.
Right, right. Same thing with that dude Bubbles, though, bro, from Trailer Park Boys. That was one of my favorite shows ever until I found out that dude.
You were telling me about this, and I forgot all about this. Like, I don't really know the details on this one. I don't know dude's name in real life, but Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. People who know the show, he's the one with the glasses and the kitties and special one on there. He drives a little go-kart thing and steals a shopping cart. But I think he was in the shed.
Bro, that's the thing. It's like Trailer Park Boys was Trailer Park Boys is fucking hilarious. But that dude, I can't remember his name, and I'm trying to look it up right now.
He's some Canadian actor.
Mike Smith. There we go.
Yeah. It's the most common name in the world,
yeah, Mike Smith.
Son of a bitch.
Well, he got in trouble for like hitting on underage girls or something like that. Yeah, it was like it was kind of a big deal, especially right there in Canada. Let me see
right,
if I can pull it up actually.
While you're doing that, I'm going to jump into the ads for this week. Let's see here. We got one ad, guys, and it is Peter Piper is doing porn. That's right. So check out his new video, Peter Piper's Pickle Peckers. See how many pickle peckers Peter Piper picks. That's right, guys. Check out his new video. And that is our ad for this week. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Okay, so this dude's name is Mike Smith. He's the Trailer Park Boys. He got accused of sexual assault. Police reported that, like, in 2005, but he denied the allegations and no charges were filed. But it was a teenager. When she was 18 and her friends met him at a bar, and then he, like, sexually assaulted her. And then he also got charged with domestic battery because he was choking a hooker out in like, a hotel room. And he
We all know you don't choke hookers in hotel rooms. We choke them in alleyways.
That's
cheesy joke of the night goes to Dakota.
Yeah, that's felonious. That's felonious.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm trying to look up some random stoners gone bad. Let's see if there's a list of stoners gone bad. I'm just going to type that in. Stoners gone bad. Let's see here. We're on this here called Wayback Machine. It's something, you know, called Googleville. Never heard of it. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of this Googles, but I'm on it right now, and we're checking out some stuff here. Let's see. Stoners gone bad. What is a stoner's personality? Ooh, okay. We got some questions related to our search. Let's see here. What is a stoner's personality? Most of the stoners out. Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to read this like this. It's probably coming across in somebody's mind here. Most of the stoners out there thrive on exploring the unexplored. Not really, bro. Do you?
Wait, what did it say?
Okay, this is what is a stoner's personality. Most of the stoners out there thrive on exploring the unexplored. This personality experience is a constant desire to learn new things and solve the mysteries of life. What confirms the fact that you are a pothead is open-mindedness, learning abilities, and broad perspectives. Only I disagree with half that, but okay. What else we got on here? Why do I get so weird?
I love learning,
high?
Man.
Oh, okay, let's find it. We're learning right now. Why do I get so weird when high? That's literally how it's worded. I'm not leaving anything. It's worded like a third grader wrote this. Why do I get so weird when
like
high?
One of those DARE kids like in school wrote a report, and they were like, we're going to publish this.
THC. Ben's the damn, they used a big-ass word, bro, for a DARE kid. Okay, THC bends the endocannabinoid, whatever that word is. Receptors in the brain, like amygdala, gaga, which includes the response to fear-related emotions.
So we know you're not open to learning
new things. THC may increase negative emotions that make you feel paranoid. Now, this is a stupid one. They have too many big words. I'm not liking it.
God, dude.
Are over-ripped buds bad? No, that's a stupid question. What is the stoner's condition? Let's see what the stoner condition is, because I don't know what the fuck that means.
I've got the munchies.
No, that's too many big
words. Wondering.
Whoa, bro. It's saying we have what is cannabinoid haponymemesis syndrome. Bro, we have CHS.
What the fuck is autism, bro? Are you able to read that?
No, it's a big word. I'm going back to another one.
Maybe we can get one with
pictures. I'm not even
going
to try to announce big words. I don't know. Okay? Why am I mean when I'm high? I like that answer. Let's see. That can't be a big word in there nowhere, can it? Disintegration and physically violent again. If we have any listeners
left,
at
all the
biggest
words, do you pronounce them?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a dictionary and start looking up words. Can you have a relationship with a stoner? Ooh, oh, let's see here. As long as your parents, your parents are cool with it, is what it says.
Where are you looking this up on AOL Kids? What the fuck is this?
I looked at it. It's literally just on Google.
What search engine are you using? Is this Google or Google Kids?
I clicked out. I don't even know.
Asking if
quick.
Your fucking parents are okay with you being cool. Are you looking this up on like the 17 magazine or something like that? Like you're like, how do children think?
Bro, but that was like some 90s, that was like late 80s, early 90s
yeah.
Kids DARE program.
Straight up freaking like propagated bullshit from the Reagan administration for like the just say no.
Right.
Nancy Reagan wrote that herself.
Brother. We got about 12 minutes left. Let me do our 30-minute shows. They go by quick. Hit us with the strain of the week. Exactly. It makes you cough. It's called Coughing Logan. And I think we lost Logan.
No, I'm good, man.
Oh, he's alive. He is alive. I repeat, he's alive.
All right.
I thought we had a man down.
Well, that was just a regular bong. I'm like, fuck you. Now I'm just okay, so we're doing Rainbow Runs.
Rainbow has the runs. What?
Rainbow Runs, prick.
Alright.
No. Runs got this by crossing their Gelato 33 and their Z Skittles. We're doing that one because that's what I'm smoking right now. And it's a doozy.
Ooh. We can tell. It seems like it's kicking your ass and you're a professional.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm a pot professional too.
Might have came on a little strong with the gravity bong hit, which was, I admit, maybe a mistake. which I do from time to time.
Marijuana. Marijuana. Hey, get high.
God damn, I got to stop.
If you're going to cough, bro, I'm going to
stop smoking while I get on you.
All right. So these are...
if you're going to cough, if you're coughing, I'm going
to... All right. Average THC consistency on this thing is 25.2. The one that I'm running, that I'm fucking with right now, which got it off at 27.4. 0.1% CBD. It's, oh God.
Holy shit.
I need to actually get out of the room. Holy shit, I haven't hotboxed myself out in like a really long time. But I just did. I smoked out the whole garage. I can't even be in there. All right. That's like literally what I did, man. I couldn't even be in the like room anymore. All right.
Oh,
so what
God.
This one does
that is next week's episode topic is the most crazy hot box experiences.
I was in a hot box with you where we couldn't even light the lighter. There wasn't enough oxygen in the fucking car to even light the lighter.
I remember a few times in that white Saturn.
Yeah, and then I threw up through my nose, and that was the only reason we could even get out. Yeah.
And then we had one person in the trunk.
Oh, we've had people pass out, and we forget are in the trunk until the next morning.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was that chick's brother who rode in the trunk from that one house to the other house. He's like, I'm just going to hotbox him. He kind of forgot he was there.
Bro, do you remember
in his defense,
car?
He should have knocked. Huh?
Oh, yeah. So that night, I drove the car onto the runway, drove through an alfalfa field, jumped a canal, put a hole the size of my fist in the pan on the underneath of the car. Probably one of the craziest nights of my life. And completely like tore up my car after that, if you recall.
Was it that white Bronco thing you had?
Oh no, I got that after that. Because the Ford Taurus, the car, was no longer.
Oh, this was your car right before that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice
R.I.P. car.
But yeah. Yeah, R.I.P. for real. So, it's a Runts OG. It's the Diamond Runts is what we're usually talking about. But this is a rare hybrid. It's made by the Cookies fam by crossing Skittles and Gelato. It's really fruity in flavor profile. It was named the strain of the year in 2020 by that Leaf Live magazine or website or whatever. And it creates, it's supposed to be like a really euphoric and uplifting effects. And it's really a long-lasting high. It's fairly fucking simple to grow. I'm working on a few of them right now, but just know that when you're curing this stuff, cure it a little longer than usual, and it'll really pay out for you. But that's the strain of the week after trying for 20 minutes to tell you.
Bro, we're going to do an episode on gravities, too.
I can't even breathe right now.
You heard it from him first, guys. He can't breathe. This is what will end it. Will him get some fresh air in him. Been another great episode, guys. Let's see. Trying to think. Oh, We're doing too much nerd talk on Friday this week, guys. I'll be back at Thursday next week. I just got some stuff to do tomorrow night and don't feel like doing it. We'll do it Friday night. Let's see what else. Monday, tune into Ask Me on Advice, hosted by Lacey and me, and Logan comes in there sometimes. Shane comes in there sometimes. You know, all the other homies come in there sometimes. And then tune in next week for another episode of The Staff.
Gosh,
hosted
man.
By who? Hosted by who? Us? It used to be hosted by these two fuckers. What was it? Danny Tokes and Tommy Bingjongs or some shit. But they got fired.
Bro, you know what? If I had just turned my TikTok name to Danny Tokes from The Stash, like when we decided to pop out with our real names.
Did you really?
Yeah. I'll send you the link. I'm not even kidding.
I love it. I'll change mine to Tommy Bongs on there, dude. I'll change my TikTok to Tommy Bongs.
Yeah.
We'll still keep him as our monitor. Those would be like the OGs that's listened to the show for the last 2 years. We'll get it. But, speaking of that, bro, I'm going on 4 years, man. Last week would have marked 4 years of Roasting the World and the podcast itself. Now, Roasting the World was a podcast before there was like five other podcasts off of it, you know? But it's been a fun adventure. And you weren't on the episode when I got to do this, but I want to go on record and thank you too, bro, for being part of this and helping us grow with our brand and yeah, man, we got a lot of ideas for the future. I know you and me talk about some shit all the time that we have for our shit for it. And I guess we can let some people know this too, bro. Me and Logan's been talking about this. We're wanting to get back into stand up. So I don't know, maybe soon we'll be taking some bookings. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, who knows, guys? So I don't know. Be on the lookout for that shit.
Yeah, that might be pretty good. We can always start off with some other video shit, too.
Yep.
We have other media outlets that we could go through, but whatever.
Bro, I can see
we'll get
picture me, you, and Shane. Me, you, and Shane on a stage together. Holy fuck.
I don't know.
And Yoder. We'd have to have Yoder, too. We'd have to have Yoder because we need somebody we can make fun of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys are all fair game. I'm fair game.
We're all fair game. I'm just saying it would be like us three making fun of each other so hard, and we'd be like, oh, we have to know Yoder.
Yeah. I have the ability to talk some shit, and I kind of wanted to.
Oh, yeah, you do, bro. You do, too, bro. I'm the type that's like, sometimes I can get it in the spur of the moment, and then sometimes I'm like 5 minutes later after it's said and done, I'm like, man, why didn't I say that? That sounds more better than what I said, you know, sit like that.
Yeah, I've got a natural gift to swing shit real quick. I'm a fast thinker.
Mine depends on what mood you get me in. If you get me in that, like, I'm ticked off, annoyed mood, I can go to town on some people.
Yeah, you go to hurt their feelings. I go to make them piss themselves. That's
you make them laugh. I make them regret shit.
Yeah.
I make them regret life decisions.
Yeah. I'm financially irresponsible, and I do not like being here. I want to go home. Fuck you.
Yeah, but they're like apologizing. They're like, we're sorry, I had kids when I was like 14. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, I told you, I made you think out your whole life. But, nah, bro, that would be fun to do some, be doing stand up again. I've been wanting to get back in it. Logan's been wanting to get back in it. We've been talking about it. So, like I said, be on the lookout for that. And I do have a new set coming out, guys, called Shit I Shouldn't Say Out Loud. And it is going to be my most, like, hardcore, anything-goes fucking jokes. So, you know, it ain't going to be like, if you're going to cancel me after this set, because it's going to be the set that gets you canceled type shit. You know, so be on the listen for that, because it's like, I've been posting a few of the few jokes on there, but those aren't nothing compared to, like, you know, the ones I got. So let's be on the listen for that one, guys. But besides all that, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting, man.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, I'll be nice, man.